Black TV 1968 is a two-channel video projection by artist Aldo Tambellini, part of his black film series that he created in New York between 1965 and 1969. According to the description of the piece by the curator of the show, Natalie Musiata, Black TV collaged to striking effect out-of-focus experimental footage with film television news reports of race riots in New York, police brutality in Chicago, the Robert F. Kennedy assassination, and the war in Vietnam, producing a critical portrait of a tumultuous decade in revolt. The video itself is split vertically, but the experimental footage and the news reports do not stay on respective sides. They switch ends quickly and consistently. At times, it is hard to discern which is the abstract image and which is the real. The video begins with static on both sides, emphasizing not the distinction between the two types of footage, but actually their similarity. All the footage, experimental or not, is in black and white, with increased contrast, which compounds the meaning of the title Black TV. Tambellini was an involved and influential member of the avant-garde New York art scene burgeoning in the 1960s. He was a pioneer of the electronic intermedia movement in the arts, which combined concepts of multimedia with new technologies available to artists such as film. He was also one of, if not the first artist, to paint directly on the celluloid of a film strip, another development of intermedia art. A year after he began his black film series, he opened the Gate Theater in East Village to show his experimental videos once a week, also exhibiting the first films of eventual influential videographers like Naeem June Pike and Brian De Palma. The most acclaimed work in this black film series is the piece in front of you now. Black TV was a winner of the International Grand Prix at the Oberhausen Film Festival in 1969, a year after its production. Tambellini's interest and artistic obsession with the color black began with his painted film experiments in 1965. As an Italian-American, the racial connotations of the color are present but viewed from the lens of an outsider. However, the origins of his interests go back further than the racial tension in New York that he was surrounded with at the time of the series' production. As a child living in Italy in 1944, his hometown of Lucca in Tuscany was bombed while he was out biking. He and his mother were relocated to the town of Guamo, which was occupied by German youth soldiers. They were eventually liberated by Buffalo soldiers, or African-American GIs, which allowed him to return to Lucca to continue his studies in art. While this historical anecdote may not show up in the content in Black TV, this freeing by black soldiers assuredly influenced his art and developed his desire to comment on race relations despite his own lighter skin.